I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1246, What We Throw Away. You can learn a lot about people by what they throw away. Reader's Digest had an article on the craziest things that garbage collectors have found in the trash. Cremated remains of a loved one. Oh, there's a story there. A photo album stabbed with a knife. There's another story. Dead rats. Weapons. World War I and World War II medallion grave markers. People. Yes, people. The homeless often sleep in dumpsters, and it's very dangerous, and it's a sad commentary all on its own. They've also found body parts, and money, and diamond rings. Each and every one of those items has a narrative behind it, the reason why people would consider them waste or garbage or trash. What do you throw away, and what does it say about what you value? Let's talk today. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus said, if you really want to make life meaningful, make it about love, loving in two directions, loving God and loving others. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live his life of love in our lives? The old saying is that one man's trash is another man's treasure. What we discard and what we choose to keep really is an indication of what we value. The Bible is quick to talk about our value to God. Psalm 139 says, He knit us together in our mother's womb. It's a psalm of intimacy. Isaiah 43:4 says, You are precious in my eyes. And Jesus said in Matthew 10, Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than the sparrows. And in 1 Peter 2, But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, those are so good. Why do we throw away what we throw away? Well, maybe because it's broken, or it's out of date, or it's ugly, or it's stained, or it's marred, or you found something you like better. So we toss the other one out. Will you take a moment and thank God that he didn't and doesn't throw you away? I love the lyrics to the song, He Didn't Throw the Clay Away. Part of it says, Empty and broken I came back to him, a vessel unworthy, so scarred with sin. But he did not despair, he started over again. I bless the day he didn't throw the clay away. Over and over he molds me and makes me. Into his likeness he fashions the clay. A vessel of honor I am today, all because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. Jennifer Broby had another take on this topic. She wrote, Humans throw away broken things, but God never uses anything until he first breaks it. In other words, we have to surrender our pride. We have to surrender ourselves to the God who loves us and trust him with our lives. If you've ever felt like you're not worthy enough to be used by God, let alone loved by him, just remember that Jesus loved a bunch of broken people. He loved them with a love that would not stop, and he charged them to share that love with a broken world. In God, we find renewal and mending and purpose. Jesus didn't call the equipped, he equipped the called. No matter what you've been through, remember the same power that conquered the grave lives in you. You are worthy of life. You are worthy of God's love, worthy of joy, worthy of the calling that he's placed on your life. The cross proves that. Here's the great question. If you looked at your trash, the things that you throw out all the time, what do they say about what you value? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for loving me despite me. Help me to see the value you see in me and to trust you that you have an amazing plan for my future. And help me, Lord, see the value in every person on my path today, each one an image bearer of you. You didn't throw the clay away. Help me to not do so either. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1247. And in the meantime, according to dumpsters.com, the U.S. produces 268 million tons of waste, 140 million going into landfills each year, with the average American tossing out 4.5 pounds of trash per day. and annually our planet becomes home to about 2.01 billion tons of municipal solid waste. Loving like Jesus means we should pay more attention to what we throw away.